Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
All right, now, you know, up on this show, right, I love supporting, you know, new talent. And I get equally more excited when that talent is from my hometown. And exactly as my next guest is, all right? So he's Leicester's very own homegrown talent. He's just dropped his debut track. It's an emotional one. It's called Big Our Man. And he's here, as I said, live in the studio with me to talk all about it. So give it up and show some love for Rohit the Vedder. Rohit! Rohit, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Akshay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here in the studio and talking to you as well. So thank you so much for giving the opportunity.
And you're only just round the corner.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so good to be here. You know, Subbress has always been so supportive of local talent. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity and the support that Subbress and yourself as well, Akshay, that has shown me for the past few years.
Absolutely, man. But listen, let's get into it, Rohit, right? You know, we all know about you and your music, but let's find out about the man behind the music, all right? Rohit Vedder, check on! Tu aivo kya thi? You know what I mean, right? You know, how did it all start for you, man? How did your love for music begin?
It's from a young age, really. I mean, I think anyone in Leicester or growing up in a very particular Asian household or Asian area will attest to my journey that, you know, growing up, I'd go to the mandir, see these devotionals, songs being sung, the bhajans being sung, and I was really fascinated by it. And I was like, wow, okay, this is something I want to get involved with. So I asked the people there, it's like, how can I get involved with this? And they just said, come to the jamming sessions and practices. And that's just how it began. Slowly, slowly getting involved with these things, starting to get involved and then building my confidence and taking it to a level. And then, you know, taking it a bit more seriously, starting to take lessons, etc., getting guidance from other professionals, other people around me. And Leicester's full of so much talent as well. So I've been grateful for people around me within Leicester giving great advice and guidance, and then taking a bit more seriously, and then making that big step that, okay, starting to put myself out there on social media, on YouTube, by doing covers. And, you know, that's led me to where I am now with my first original song.
Absolutely. And you know what, you talk about the covers, and you've been doing covers for, you know, a long time now. And you know, when you initially started out putting those out, you know, what kind of feedback did you get?
Yeah, I mean, people had been pushing me for quite some time to put stuff out there for a while. But I think any artist will probably tell you, we're so self-critical that, you know, we're just worried that, oh, is it good enough? You know, am I good enough to put something out there? And then thankfully, again, I had good people around me who just gave me that push to just put it out there. And when I put my first one out, I did a Bollywood love medley, which is, again, another mashup of Bollywood songs. And that was received so well. There was so many classics in there, and people really enjoyed it. And that just gave me the confidence to do more covers, and especially like the mashups and stuff I've done quite a lot of as well. So people have really enjoyed that. And it's given me the confidence to do something different each time with those.
And, you know, and why now for your, I guess, your first original song? You know, what kind of clicked in your mind and thought, now this is the right time to do it?
I think, again, I wasn't sure if it was the right time, but again, thankfully I've had, with the people around me, they gave me that push that, okay, do it. And especially with my previous release that you just played as well, which was called the Lo-Fi Love Medley, Will She Say Yes. The whole story with that song was me proposing to my girlfriend, and then at the end of the video, getting a text message saying, we need to talk. And then the response from that was very overwhelming, that with, you know, people wanting to know what's going to happen next, when's part two coming out. And that's when I thought that, okay, we can actually follow this story on, and instead of doing another cover thing, we can actually put out an original song with original lyrics and feelings to portray the continuation of that story. And that's where it all came from, and then we just went with that, and that, here we are today.
Absolutely. So let's get into it, Rohit, right now. I don't know how personal you want to get with this, right, but I believe, you know, this whole concept, right, it's quite personal to you, and it's based on a true story.
Yeah, so this is based on true events, true experiences. So based on my personal life story, where, you know, I was at a stage where I felt I was ready to propose to someone, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get that message that we need to talk.
You know what? You know what? Whenever you get a message saying we need to talk, it's never good.
It's never good.
It's never. Hey, you've won the lottery.
I wish it was.
You know, that's never a good sign. But yeah, go on.
Yeah. So yeah, it was just a case of that happened, and then you know, I think everyone can relate to this song because everyone's gone through some sort of heartbreak or in their lives. So I feel, you know, I wanted to give that authenticity through my own feelings and portray that through this song, and hopefully people can really connect with it.
Absolutely. You know what? Music has that power, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, Rohit, right? You know, even from an artist's perspective, you're putting this song together and, you know, and putting it out. It's almost like therapy. You know, you're getting all that, whatever, that those emotions out.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, rather than keeping it bottled in.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one thing we've all realized, especially these past 2 years with the pandemic, with lockdown and being at home, especially if you're on your own or whatever, music has the power. And a lot of people lent towards music. They went towards music to get that bit of solace, to get that bit of comfort. Whether it's in your good times or bad times, there's a song for each one of your moods, whichever you experience throughout life, whether it's happy, sad, grief, whatever it is, music has that power. And even if my song connects to one person and they connect to it and they're able to feel something, then that's my job as an artist done. And you know, that's what inspires me and continues to motivate me to go on and create more original music, is that ability to connect with people on a different level, especially that, you know, that heart-to-heart connection that you can have with an audience. That's priceless, and you can't get that anywhere else, in my opinion.
Absolutely. So listen, so you know, you made the decision to put out this original track. You know, now what was your first step? Because I know you flew out to India.
Yes.
So talk to me about from going, right, I want to do this original song. Did you have any idea how?
No, and not the foggiest, to be honest. Okay. This was such a new experience for me. And then when I was I flew out to India, I went to Mumbai, and I was having a lot of meetings with various different music producers and stuff. And then thankfully I've got a few people who I know out there in the industry already, getting advice from them. How do I go about? So they gave me good advice, and they explained, how, you know, meet with certain people. So then I had a vision in my head in terms of the song. So I met with a lyricist, portrayed that vision. He wrote this song, beautiful lyrics, very heartfelt and emotional. Then you know, finding a producer who could get a good sound that we wanted, because we wanted a modern sound that would not only work in India but also work in the UK and you know, US, etc. as well, which I think we've nailed down there as well. And then on top of that, then continuing the video from part one to part two as well, getting a videographer, again showing the vision, explaining the vision to him, and then coming up with a storyboard and how we can portray this song, and again finding locations to shoot that would work well. And we shot that, you know, in and around Mumbai and Maharashtra itself. So it happened all so quickly, but it happened, you know, hopefully we've done well. And you know, so far the reaction has been amazing to the video and the song itself, so I'm just grateful that people have really enjoyed it.
What were the main challenges, you know, when you were out there putting the song song together?
I'll tell you what, when you're meeting with people, especially in India, it's a different attitude, and they're much more relaxed over there. So it's like, oh, when you're having a meeting, oh yeah, I'll get it done. It's like, no, I need to know whether it's going to happen or not. It's like, yeah, ho jayega. It's like, no, it's very chilled out, and you have to do a lot of follow-up and chasing up. So that's one thing I'm not used to, because we're very punctual here and we have a certain way of working and a systematic way of working, whereas in India, it's completely different. I mean, that's just the way it is. You've got to adapt to that. You've got to get used to that very quickly, and then you've got to know how to tackle certain issues that you face. And then especially when you want to get things done, you've got to make sure you know how to then follow up and get things done. So it's just it's different culture and different way of working, but you've just got to understand that.
And I understand, you know, because, you know, even me in my mind, I think I speak Hindi perfectly, you know, because I've been watching Bollywood movies forever, right? You know, but It's a different ball game when you've got to actually do something original, right?
Oh yeah, it's difficult. That's why I needed to find a lyricist, because I mean, I speak Hindi. I think I speak it well, but obviously when I speak out there, they straight away know he's not from India. Because your accent comes out. Thankfully, when I sing, it doesn't come out. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that. But it's just a case of, you know, yeah, getting everything sorted there.
Absolutely. And the video, I mean, you know, obviously you've done a few videos, but I guess this was like the first video that you've done that was like a, I guess, a proper production. And, you know, where you had to, you know, you had to act, you know?
Yeah.
And how was that?
That was, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit scared. And it's a whole brand new experience for me in terms of acting. I've had a few messages as quite like pleasantly surprised. Rohit, I didn't know you could act so well.
Yeah.
I guess that's testament to the whole production team and, you know, my co-star as well, who's in the video, Ayushi. She made me feel so comfortable, especially trying to do romantic scenes with someone who you don't know. That's very, very difficult. And, you know, on top of that, then you've got your romantic scenes. Then you're going towards heartbreak scenes and having an argument with that person. And there's so much things happening. But thankfully, she made me feel very comfortable. And, you know, she's done quite a few music videos. So she made me feel at ease. And we had the director and the assistant director, Nagesh and Swara, who were there and just making me comfortable in terms of doing everything how they wanted it in their vision as well. So I'm just grateful for the team around me who are able to make me feel comfortable. And thankfully, people who've seen the video, they have said that, you know, it looks really good. The chemistry between myself and Ayushi looks good. So that's all we can really hope for.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Rohit Vedder live and direct right here in the Summers Radio Studios, and we are about to hear the new one. It's called Bigame. We're going to continue our conversation with Rohit in just a few more minutes.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Man, that is emotional, tugging at your heartstrings. Bigame, that is the new one, the original one from Rohit Vedder. I've been saying your name wrong all this time. But wow, what an amazing song, bro.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it means so much that I'm genuinely so overwhelmed with people's love and support and reaction to the song and to the video. And, you know, that's what I want to do with each song that I release. This is my first original song, but obviously with all the covers that I've been doing, each one I've been just striving to do better than the last one.
Yeah.
And I'm just so grateful for everyone's, you know, love for it.
Absolutely. So listen, everybody, the track is out, the video's out, so make sure you go and support our boy Rohit, all right? You know, he's an amazing talent. But you know, the thing with you, Rohit, you know, because I follow you on social media, and you know, you are somebody who just lives and breathes music, man. It's in your rug, man, you know. You know, one of the beautiful things that you started during lockdown is your shed sessions.
Yes.
And that's such a beautiful thing. And, you know, something that started off with, you know, where it was just, I guess, just random people and friends to come on and just sing, right? You didn't have to be a professional singer, but just to come out and sing your favorite song. And that's just built up into something really kind of, you know, solid and amazing. Talk to me about shed sessions.
Yeah, so I guess I just stumbled into that because during lockdown, as we know, we were all at home. So everyone took to social media. They were going live on Instagram. So I was seeing this and I thought, you know what? I could never do this. I believe it or not, I was actually scared to even go onto people's lives and join and sing live. Like, I thought, okay, no, I can't do this. There's all these amazing people that are going on singing. I can't do this. And then again, I had a couple of friends of mine who I think need to, I want to give a special mention to, Shaman Neha. They would go live regularly and I would see them. And then they gave me the confidence that, oh, you could do this as well. I slowly started joining their lives, and then they gave me the push and confidence that, oh, you could, you know, do your own lives as well. So then it started, and, you know, my shed is my sort of man cave, if you like. That's where I do my practice. I do my recordings, everything. So I was in my shed. I went live, and then the name was given to me by a friend, and he goes, oh, you could do this into a regular thing and call it shed session. So I'm like, cool. So big up to my friend Satch who gave the name for that. And then it just built on. So like you said, at the start, it was a case of just going live randomly on a weekly basis. Whoever wanted to join in can join in. And then I built it up to more scheduled guests. And I've, you know, like sort of had people on all from across the industry. People like Ishani Dave from the Gujarati music industry. People like Ronkini Gupta, who's a Bollywood playback singer and a legendary classical musician as well. And there's so many other people who I've got lined up now, especially after going to Mumbai and making more connections. There's so many people that are going to be coming on. So now you know, Shed Sessions has become this brand or become this big thing where it's not just about bringing on up-and-coming singers, but also established singers as well. And we just talk about their journey and get them to sing as well. And I'm grateful for it. And people, especially when I was in India, people, I would get messages saying, when Shed Sessions coming back, you know, it was, and I'm, it's just great. So overwhelming to see that as well, that people really enjoy it. People really miss it. So again, giving me that motivation to continue with Shed Sessions as well. So that's going to be starting up regularly soon as well.
Koi dios man bhi bola je Shed ma.
Of course. Your open invite. You don't need... I'll be there with the aarti ki thali like Jaya Bachchan. Yeah.
The helicopter's landed. Akshay's in the building.
There you go.
Or in the shed.
Yeah.
But so listen, this track is out. Rohit, you know, are you already thinking about the next one? I mean, what can we expect?
Yeah, so now the next step is just more original music. I'm looking to do some more collabs with people. And also, I want to do more fusion stuff kind of like this. So, you know, it's got Hindi lyrics, but it's got a nice sort of Western beat, that a fusion type beat that works in India, UK, abroad, etc. as well. And then, especially, you know, being Gujarati as well, later down the line, I want to try and incorporate that as well. You know, growing up in the UK as a Gujarati, as a British Asian, British South Asian, there's so many elements to our culture growing up in this country. You know, I listen to Gujarati music, I listen to Bollywood music, but I also listen to, you know, the older stuff from the 50s, 60s. I listen to ghazals, qawwalis, Sufi, everything. But then on top of that, growing up in the UK, you listen to R&B, grime, hip-hop, all of that pop, commercial stuff. So there's so many influences that we can draw on, and I'm grateful that we've got that here growing up and exposed to so many different times. I want to reflect that in my music as well, that, you know, who I am, what I'm about, and I want people to see that through my music.
Rohit, I'm excited for everything that you've got coming up next, and you are just down the road, so
Yeah, basically, don't worry, I will come. If you want any jalebis, gatias, I'll bring them as well.
Right, listen, absolute pleasure having you up on the show. Best luck with everything you do. And this will certainly not be the first and last time that, you know, that we do this. And listen, we can't have an amazing talent like you here in the studio without you singing us out. But before we do that, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go? And if they want to join Shed Sessions, where can, you know, how do they do that?
Yeah, so for Shed Sessions, I go live on my Instagram, so you can find me on @RohitVadher_. Then you've got my YouTube channel, which is Rohit Vadher. That's where you can find the video for Bhiga Main. And then we've got my Facebook page as well, which is @RohitVadherMusic.
Absolutely. So, Rohit, man, I'm going to just open up the mic to you, man. Just to wrap things up, just sing us out.
Brilliant. Yeah, so I'm just going to sing a couple of lines from Bhiga Main. So Bhiga Main is out on all audio streaming platforms and the video is out on YouTube. So please do show your love and support to it and check it out. So I'll just sing a couple of lines of that. Tum se milne ki chahat mein dard hai kya ye sikha hai baahein tujh bin Suni suni bin barish hoon bhiga main bin barish hoon bhiga main bin barish hoon bhiga main.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Rohit Vadher.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.